From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13th terror attacks in France has been arrested in Belgium, a Belgian minister says. Salah Abdeslam and two others were arrested by Belgian police during a raid in Brussels today. VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgian and European investigators wanted him taken alive.
It's significant, you know, in terms of they can get information from this man. He's alive. He was shot and wounded, but apparently is alive. They are still trying to roll up the cell that he was involved in. It was considered involving about 20 people.
Belgian Immigration Minister Theo Franken confirmed the arrest in a tweet that said, "We got him." European Union leaders approved a deal with Turkey today to curb the flood of migrants into Europe. The deal requires that all new migrants coming from Turkey into Greece after Sunday, March 20th, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is an issue of values.
For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
And that is about to change. In exchange, Turkey is expected to get financial aid, EU membership talks sooner, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. Russia has removed most of its strike aircraft from Syria and not conducted airstrikes there this week, according to a U.S. military official. A spokesman for the U.S. military's Central Command told Pentagon reporters today the military, if not all, of their airstrike craft have left. This is VOA News.